This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, your updated postseason odds in the NHL. The New York Rangers have a 35% chance of making the playoffs. The Islanders are at 27%. But here's the good news, D. Of all the teams battling for the last wild card spot in the Eastern Conference.
This is based on like strength of schedule and everything?
I think it's based on everything. Strength of schedule.
Tie breaks, all that.
Yeah, like where you are in the standings, games left, tie, everything. The Rangers have the highest percentage of any of the teams battling for that last wild card spot.
All right.
So while 35% may not sound great, it's higher than Montreal at 31%, and it's higher than my team at 27%. So why are you so down there, Sean? You're in great shape.
It's the effort. It's a disgusting effort after what you built up versus Columbus and flew around versus Edmonton, and just the lack of being able to put together consistency at all.
Are you mad?
I'm very mad.
Are you sad?
I'm sad.
Are you angry?
I'm disappointed. You know what?
Don't take that word.
I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed.
Good. I love seeing you disappointed. Tiki.
Yes.
Knowing the New York Football Giants.
Yes.
How long will they wait on Aaron Rodgers?
I know they're frustrated, just because we all are, with the drama surrounding this. And it's not even real drama yet. Think about it. There's nothing that's being said. There's nothing being contentious. There's nothing. But it feels dramatic. And I think it's wearing thin. So I'm going to say maybe another week.
Another week.
Another week. And then you're going to get what you got from the Minnesota Vikings. Probably less than that.
Well, they can end it by literally signing somebody. They can end it by calling up Russell Wilson and agreeing on a contract.
And then that also, again, unless Russell gets some guarantees that make it, you know, hard for them to cut him. I think anybody other than Russell Wilson, if they sign a veteran, they can just release it at any point. Russell Wilson's probably going to require some guarantees, and that makes him uncuttable in a sense, kind of like Drew Locke last year, or that two-year deal that they did with him. So you couldn't cut him this year. But I think that I give it a week.
Let's go to Bruce in Tinton Falls, New Jersey. What's up, Bruce?
Boy, I'm glad I got 3 minutes.
We'll see.
How you guys doing today?
We'll see if you got 3 minutes. Maybe it'll be 2 minutes. Maybe it'll be 9 minutes. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how you do.
Got a few quickies for you. Hopefully you can get them all out.
We'll see.
Number one, who cares? Aaron Rodgers. The Giants are going to stink no matter who they get. Why bother? That's number one. Number two, why are NFL owners paying bums all this money? Cut them loose. Dak Prescott, you got a raise, you stink. Goodbye. Trevor Lawrence, you got a raise,
also got a raise.
Goodbye. Why the owners insist on giving guys money that haven't won anything? And my last point, hopefully I can get across, is I've been a Pittsburgh Steelers fan since 1972, okay? I do not understand for life me what the hell they are doing, why they let Fields go.
Right.
They must have something up their sleeve. They're going to make a trade to get a QB somewhere. I don't want Aaron Rodgers. He can barely walk. At least Russell Wilson can walk.
Right. I mean, that one was a little bit confusing, the Justin Fields one. Because I know they were waiting for a better option, but you could get him for relatively inexpensively, especially if he was familiarity with the system and he wanted to be there. Justin Fields wanted to be there. Now, that being said, Justin Fields might have said, I don't want to be here.
Yeah, there were reports that the Steelers were just unwilling to match what the Jets offered.
Yeah. And that's why the Jets priced it the way that they did and structured it the way that they did.
Right.
Because it's a little bit of an odd structure. It looks worse is the wrong word, but I'll use it. It looks worse than it actually is.
Right.
If he doesn't pan out.
Correct. Pittsburgh apparently did not extend guaranteed money into the second season, which the Jets have, even if it's not a huge number. So sometimes it's just about money. And here's what I would ask to any Steeler fan or anyone who thinks the Steelers wanted Justin Fields back so badly, which clearly they didn't. They benched him last year.
Right.
He was on the roster. He was here. They were winning games. And they, on their own, decided to bench him for Russell Wilson, which is why I always thought it was weird to think he was going to go back to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Not only because he would probably say, do I want to go back there? They benched me. But B, how much do they really love him? Considering they benched him last year.
I think one of the interesting things about this with Justin Fields is that when I think about what he does and what Arthur Smith previously wanted to do, it's a little bit different in Pittsburgh, but it was similar with Justin Fields when he was playing for those, six games or whatever it was. It fits what Arthur Smith wants to do.
Mm.
But I don't know why they moved on so quickly. I think maybe there was something behind the scenes that we didn't see. You know what I mean? That whether it was, I don't want to disparage the kid, but we don't know.
Or maybe they guaranteed Russell Wilson the job.
Possibly.
That could be it too.
It could be as simple as that.
Yeah.
But when Justin Fields signed with Pittsburgh and Arthur Smith became their offensive coordinator, I said, this actually might work.
Right.
In my mind, because knowing what he wanted to do in Atlanta, it felt right in line with what they wanted to do as the offensive coordinator in Pittsburgh. And the fact that it didn't work out it's puzzling.
Mm.
I mean, I'm sure at some point he'll be asked about it. I doubt he'll answer it. Justin Fields, meaning with the New York media, I doubt he'll answer it. But it was a little bit surprising that ended that quickly.
Let's go to Joey in Poughkeepsie. Hey, Joey.
Hey, Evan Tiki, I got a question, right? Do we trust Brian Daboll and Joe Shane with the draft pick? Because if the Giants aren't good next year, they're not going to be here. And then we're in the same situation with the Daniel Jones and the Gettleman pick.
The reason I wouldn't not trust them, can I use a double negative in this regard? They haven't done anything at the quarterback position that makes me not trust them. Right. Think about it. They didn't draft anyone
well,
yet.
Well, the only
they
thing
haven't added anybody.
Right, the
yet.
Only thing they did was the Daniel Jones miscalculation
mm-hmm.
to give him that 4-year deal, two of which was guaranteed. That was the only bad thing they've done at quarterback. I guess the Drew Lock thing as well, but
it's a different level of screw up. It's a backup quarterback.
And what else were you doing?
Right.
I mean, they had no money. It was the only thing they could do.
But he's specifically saying drafting a young quarterback. Do I trust them? My answer would be they haven't broken my trust yet.
Yeah.
It's not like this is Joe Douglas where he brought in this quarterback, he sucked. Now I'm bringing this quarterback, he sucks. They inherited Daniel Jones, and I agree with you. They made the mistake on not tagging him or allowing him to go to free agency 2 years ago, but they haven't drafted a quarterback and failed with someone yet.
I would guess that we have to assign some credit to Joe Shane and Josh Allen. Now, it wasn't obviously fully him. It was Brandon Bean up there. It's in Buffalo when they drafted him. But I guess you kind of say he's associated with Josh Allen, but there is no example. There's no precedent.
That's why I'm not super positive, but I can't be ultra negative and say I can't trust them.
Who do they draft?
They haven't drafted a quarterback yet.
Didn't they draft
a quarterback?
Late round?
No.
Signed DeVito.
Signed DeVito.
No, they have not drafted a quarterback. I'm telling you right now. They have not. That's why I can't say I don't trust them. You're listening to WFAN, WFAN FM, WFAN FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station. Lee is in Deer Park. What's up, Lee?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Good. I just wanted to comment really quick. I want to preface this by saying I'm a Jets fan. Two quick things. First off, watching this happen from the outside looking in, so to speak, as I guess a IBO, this is hilarious to me. This is absolutely hilarious to me. Watching the Giants fans go through what
what Jets fans went through for the last couple of years is hilarious.
By the way, Lee, that's why I was done with it last Friday. It was just I don't want to deal with it anymore.
I know. It was brilliant when you said that because, by the way, there was no hiding the frustration in your voice. Like you were not. Your poker face was not good that day.
Right,
you were clearly irritated.
I see it.
But
we just saw
Evan.
Yep.
A couple of weeks ago, you asked a question. The Jets had just released Aaron Rodgers, and you said, "I want to have Muji and Aaron Glenn sit there, and I want to ask them honestly why they cut him. I want to know the real reason why they did." You remember that whole discussion you had?
Yes.
I couldn't get through that day, but here's the deal. In order for them to be honest, they would probably have to say negative things about him. So they're never going to do that. But I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to answer that question for you.
As
if I am Aaron Glenn and Muji, okay? Is that okay?
Yes. Nice. Yes.
And here's the answer.
Yes.
The reason they cut him is because he was 41 years old. He was a declining player, and he had the ball in his hands in the fourth quarter a dozen times last year and came up short and then went to the podium and he blamed Mike Williams and he blamed the offensive line and he blamed the coaches and he was always pointing fingers and never pointing thumbs. And it was always Aaron above the team. And they did not want that in the locker room. And they did not cut Aaron Rodgers the player. They cut Aaron Rodgers the person. And right now the Giants are seeing exactly the reason why they got rid of him, because it is Aaron Rodgers before the team. He does not care about the Giants.
Lee, well said. And I understand that Darren Muji and Aaron Glenn are not going to be as brutally honest as you are, if that's their reason, by the way. I don't know if it's their reason. That's Lee's reason, which I respect. But I wanted closure to know why they moved on from him. And sometimes truths are uncomfortable. Now, I respect you, T, because the frustration's there. You're done with this.
Yeah.
Even Sean, I think you did this in a text message, but I will certainly give you the opportunity to do it live on the radio. When I sent you the tweet from Adam Schefter that basically said, hey, he is no rush. He'll sign when he signs. What was the three-letter word you used to describe Aaron Rodgers?
Pig. He's being a pig.
He's
gobbling it all up, all the attention. He is at the trough with attention. He's a pig.
He's a pig. So you're completely done with him.
Yeah. Again, I feel like this organization has told the world they need a veteran and a rookie quarterback, and they're being told in the most polite way possible, I don't want you unless it's my last resort. So why play that game with him?
If